Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, you're listening to the show on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You are welcome to join us. We'll open up the phone lines. And you can also use this same line for sending us text messages as well if you're not able to stay on hold or you just don't like to go on the air. 314-436-7900 works for both a phone call and a text. We'll open up those lines for phone calls here in a few minutes. And you can always leave us a voicemail at 314-944-1120. Many thanks to John Hancock and Michael Kelly for joining us. A lot of different angles there, both from the policy standpoint and the upcoming political standpoint. Amy, we got to do this. We had this conversation, and you said some really, really smart and heartfelt things when the news leaked about this a while back. And I'm not really asking you to kind of restate mm-hmm. all of that, but you had really interesting thoughts then about this decision, what it's going to do to the country, what it's doing to people on both sides of the issue. And we talked a little bit about it pre-show. So if you want to do like a, I don't know, just a smaller version for people that didn't hear you, because I thought the way that you framed it was really, really good.
Well, so people know I am pro-life and strongly pro-life. And I felt this way about this leak a while ago, weeks ago. And it's interesting today. My heart is very heavy. It's very heavy. And it hurts because while I am pro-life, and I do feel that Roe was decided erroneously and that this issue should be handed back to the people, it is a very, very somber issue, and it's painful for so many people, for so many women who are pro-life and pro-choice. Obviously, I do believe that abortion is killing an unborn child. I also have dear, dear friends who are, you know, very pro-choice, and women who are in a position that they're considering abortion are often in horrible circumstances, are struggling, feel alone. I can't imagine that amount of loneliness. Some have been violated in a way that is just devastating to me. And it's such a emotional conversation. And I think when you add together all of those elements of unborn lives and then women who are struggling and then the division in this country and how we don't necessarily respond greatly to these things, it can bring out the ugliness, it can bring out hate and vitriol and violence. My heart hurts for that. So it's kind of a strange mix of emotions that I have right now. I'm praying for our country and it will be interesting to see how it plays out over the next couple of days. But I think those who are, I wish I could say that those who are on both sides, whether you're on pro-choice or pro-life, and I do want to differentiate between pro-abortion and pro-choice, because I think many pro-choice Americans understand that abortion is not your best option, you know, that it's not something they celebrate. And it's not something that they want without restrictions. I think we've seen the polls that most Americans want some restrictions on abortions. But that we now take steps. How do we help, especially if you're in the pro-life camp, how do you help women in difficult situations? If you are going to say that abortion, you know, is wrong, and in states like Missouri, the trigger laws are now in effect. Now, granted, it was difficult to get an abortion in Missouri before. There was only one abortion clinic. But if you're going to say, okay, that is done, we need to do everything we can through crisis pregnancy clinics, through our legislature, to help women who are in difficult situations. And that could even mean child support and medical help from the moment of conception. Because if you are a legislator in Missouri and you believe that there's life at the point of conception, then let's start moving forward from that point to help women as much as possible, medical needs, housing, shelter, safety, legal help, anything that they will need. And again, I I hope people have tender hearts in this issue because it's very emotional for everybody.
And I agree with you that if we're going to do this, if we are going to tell people, sorry, you're going to have to carry this to term and you have to deal with whatever happens after, I hope you're right that we will say, we're going to help you then.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.